Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for one-on-one with the pro, Brett Harsh, with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How you doing there? It's a bright sunshine today.
I'm doing pretty well. It's good to be back. Seems like it's been a while.
Yeah. 4th of July weekend and everything. We got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing well. We're continuing the activities. Like we just talked about, our streak's still going, so I don't want to jinx that, but we still are COVID-free. So hopefully that continues. We've had a couple cookouts here and there. We had the food truck come last month with a snow cone truck. That was on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We actually have another one coming tomorrow. We're doing the tater truck. I don't know if everybody's heard of that, but
the tater truck. Come on, man. Tell me what this is.
You can get all kinds of tater tots, chili tots, all kinds of stuff. And they have some other stuff that they said they're going to offer too. So we're going to have to wait to see for that. But, we're looking forward to that. It's for the residents and the apartment residents. And then obviously if some of the families are wanting to come up, I think maybe a few of them will, but for the most part, we're doing this for the residents, just something for them. And then, our snow cone truck's coming again tomorrow as well, Patsy's, so that's going to be cool. It was a really big hit last time, be able to sit up right next to each other, go get your food, and then, right after that, just go over there and get you some dessert with a snow cone. So everybody's looking forward to that. So other than that, I think we're just pretty much normal. New activities here and there. We're continuing to come up with something, for stuff for the residents to do, now that we're allowed to do that inside and out. So it's been really cool.
It's been a long, hard year or so, Brett, for a lot of people. The folks at Bartlesville Health and Rehab have taken the painstakingly, brutally, just down to the nitty-gritty detail for care and safety to ensure that nobody else gets sick. And it's one of those things that I know that, some folks say, they kind of do that in the service too. Well, we actually had the service there for a while, helping to clean and everything. But my goodness sakes, come a long way in a year, haven't we?
Yeah, we really have. It's kind of weird, it was a long year, but at the same time, it also flew by. If you look at it as a day-by-day basis, I can't believe it's already, I've been in with Bartlesville Health and Rehab for over a year now, just celebrated my year being there. And then they had to deal with, the real bad stuff, about 2 or 3 months before I got there.
Sure.
And I mean, it drug by during, and now that we're kind of, hopefully going to continue to see the light at the end of the tunnel, we're getting closer to the light here. Now it's just like everything's flying by, everything's going 100 miles an hour, but no, you're right. I can't express enough how well our staff has done and handled it. Obviously there's some touch and go moments. People get upset, people get a little bit stressed out, I guess would be the word. But that's completely understandable. And even when they have done that, they still do their job. Just it's incredible just to see them in action. And I mean, they've taught me a lot because I knew nothing about, anything when it comes to, I know the virus was new, but they learned about it so quick. And we're continuing to learn about it, as the days go by, things are changing. But at the same time, and they just jumped in there with no hesitation and just really helped out these people. And it's really incredible. Even the last little bit that I got to see in the tail end of it, and then hearing the stories about, from the residents even, about how well our staff did to help them, and just how grateful they were. And then, when I was talking to the staff about, or the residents about it, excuse me, I mean, there were actual tears that came out just talking about our staff and how well they did. So to be able to see that and, just kind of be in there and be able to feel the emotion and everything that, everybody went through, I just can't express enough how grateful we are of our staff and being able to do that, because, I mean, we're literally nothing, we have nothing without them. So for them to be able to do that for us is just incredible, and we couldn't be more appreciative.
About 3 weeks ago, you had a blood drive. I understand it was pretty successful.
Well, the one before that was the most recent one. We were not able to have. I think the last one was over about a month or month and a half or so ago. It was very successful. We were supposed to have another one a couple weeks ago that unfortunately they were not able to make it down here.
Okay.
We are scheduled to have another one at the end of August. August 26th, I believe. So hopefully we get back in the swing of things there and start giving some blood. We've already had some early signups. Need to check the signup sheet again today, and I'm gonna continue to be on Facebook about it as well. I usually try to post a couple things about it so people can go on there and sign up if they want. I know, blood is in high demand right now. to my knowledge, they are still testing for the antibodies. So that's a cool thing that people want to get in there and do. But you know, blood is in high demand. So if anybody wants to sign up, we really would appreciate that. I know the American Red Cross would as well. Hopefully, we can get in there and get that done.
Red Harsh is with us from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Now, getting on the rehab side, this is where folks go to get really, really well. You know, maybe you've had life's little aches and pains, some bumps and bruises along the way, and maybe just, something with aging. But by golly, you have the therapist there. You have the specialist there. And it's little victories every day, and you can see it with the patients. It's like, wow, I couldn't do this yesterday. Look at that.
Yeah.
Then they're ready for tomorrow. They're ready for the next round. They're ready to go. They're ready to get back to being as able as they possibly can. It's really got to be like cool to see.
It is. It's a cool process to see for sure. They really love, you know, all the residents love our therapy girls. They do such a good job with them, and you know, everybody moves at different paces, obviously depending on age and also mainly, you know, what you've been through and what's wrong and why you're in therapy to begin with. But you're right. There are baby steps, and you know, there's small victories and there's big victories. So if you can, you know, our average stay in our therapy is about 28 days. So I mean, that's a pretty, it seems like a long time, but that's really a pretty quick turnaround to be able to get in there and get better and get healed up. But yeah, so you can definitely see the small day-to-day victories, and then after a week, and especially after the full stay, you can kind of look back and just it's amazing to see, and they're even, you know, shocked at what they're, you know, being able to complete something that, you know, you really don't think you can do when you first start just because it's difficult, but just being able to see, you know, see the improvements on, that's what, you know, like you said, they go to there to get better, so any improvement is good, but to see the maximum amount of improvement is really awesome to see, you know, and get them either back home or, you know, if they stay with us for long-term care, back into their normal rooms in our facility as well, or whether they move into one of our apartments, whatever the case may be, you know, we just love to see that improvement and then get back to some sort of normality for their everyday life, and when that happens, it's so cool to see that, and you know, the happiness after, you know, being so down or, you know, upset and, you know, frustrated with whatever may be going on, to, you know, the mood change is awesome as well.
I bet it is. Now, you got that really nice patio area there, and the little garden area that got worked on last year, and now on days it doesn't rain, it's a lot of good usage, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We have had to dodge the rain. Even with one of our cookouts, we got rained on. Aww. So, well, it's all right. We got out there and got it cooked, and quick enough, we had a lot of help. I was out there cooking, and our maintenance guys were out there helping me as well. And then, like I said, all of our staff was able to get out there and serve before we could, you know, hopefully, we were hoping before we got wet. We got a little wet, but it was nothing too bad. So everybody enjoyed that. But yeah, that patio is really, it's a hot, you know, hot commodity right now. It's you know, people are out there all the time. We have, now that we're in the summer, you know, we have some flowers and stuff growing around the big tree that it is actually built around, the base, and like I said, that's where we do have our cookouts. A lot of shade there for when it's hot under that big tree. The food truck, you know, like I said, the one that we had last time, and I'm assuming the one that's coming tomorrow is going to be in the same spot. It's just parked on the road right just south of that, so you can see it from the patio. So So, you know, the pretty popular thing for them to do is just go get their plate, or, you know, if we get their plate for them, bring it to them, and then they sit and they're able to eat there as well as the snow cones.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that patio is really, it's really nice. We're very grateful to have it. We've even, you know, had some touch-up work done around it to help with some of the water and the flooding and everything. So it's a lot better now as far as that goes, just from where the ground was broke to build it. So, but yeah, it's really cool. And we're going to continue to utilize that as well. I mean, not just for cookouts, but for outdoor activities. We've had dancers, you know, come and do performances and shows. We've had the church come up and sing, and just anything like that. It's really being put to good use.
Well, that is great. That is great to hear. And things are rocking and rolling. The weather's cooperating. And, of course, you've got clients getting better. Now, folks have been hearing us talk about Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. Mm-hmm. Where is Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community?
Okay, so our address is at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. It's the facility just north of the hospital. That's the one that I always refer it to as. Usually when I say that it kind of rings a bell with some people. We can be in our phone number. We can be reached at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. You can also find us on BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. That's our website. The most popular one, the one that I always refer to people, is our Facebook page, Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. I'm on there every day posting stuff, you know, whether it's small stuff or activities we have going on. I do a quote of the day usually to get the day started, and then just kind of go from there. And then whatever's going on that day, or, you know, within the next month or so, I usually try to go on there and post stuff about that as well. So we're always active on it as well. With, you know, we also have pictures of staff and residents as well doing the activities. So that's a lot. It's pretty cool for people to be able to go in there and see that.
Kind of keeps you up to date on everything, especially if you have loved ones there.
It really does. Yeah. You know, visitation obviously is open, so you can come visit them. But, you know, if you maybe not be able to come visit them for a few days, or maybe you have family that lives out of state, out of town, even, you know, being able to get on there and, you know, follow our page, you'll be able to get in on there and potentially see your loved ones, or at least at the bare minimum see what everybody's being able to do, and, you know, being able to contact them and being sure that they're in on those activities. And you know, our activities girls do a great job as well. Just getting on there, we have some sitter size that's very popular. Last Friday we played kickball with a big bouncy ball.
Oh my!
We've had Nerf gun wars that we've started, and by we I might mean me. Man, Alex and I, you know, kind of got that started, and that was a really big topic. But then the residents got their hands on some Nerf guns as well and started shooting back. So
that was sniped.
Yeah, we got, just walking down the hall, we're getting shot in the back and stuff. So, but no, in all seriousness, it's a great time. You know, being able to do that and just interact with the residents and seeing, you know, like we've said, you know, seeing the smiles on the face and the mood change just from a year ago, you know, mm-hmm. and now the being able to do things like that, it's, you know, a lot of laughter. A lot of positive attitudes going around, and that in itself just makes everything worth its while, and showing up, you know, and being a part of this, being a part of the business. But it's, you know, to us, it's not even really about that. It's, you know, we are a family. We're family owned and oriented, but, you know, we take that serious. I mean, you know, a lot of people say it, but, you know, it's real to us. I mean, if you're working with us, we are a family. We have each other's back like family. You know, I won't lie, sometimes we fight like family, but it's usually for the better, and we can, you know, get past it and find the problem and fix it, and then that's, you know, we're right back to, you know, being close. So that's a really awesome part, is just having each other's backs and being like a family. Every day you show up to work, it is, you know, it's maybe your second family, maybe some of your real family, you know, you never know, but we are a family atmosphere, and we really enjoy that.
Now, you mentioned apartments, and last time I checked with you, they were running in short supply. Do you have any available at this point?
So we just had a couple come available.
Okay.
We've already had them looked at, though, so they may be getting taken pretty quick. We have a wait.
They move fast.
They move very fast. We have a waiting list. Still have that waiting list that, you know, that I go through. You know, I have some help as well that we go through about every week. And I had to show an apartment last week, I believe, actually. And they seem pretty interested in it as well. One that got moved out of, we're going to continue to do our remodels. So the maintenance guys are still getting in there, and, you know, when apartments become available, if they need some updating or, you know, have something, you know, that needs to be fixed, you know, they go in there and they're completely remodeling a bunch of them. We already have a great deal of them that are remodeled, but we're going to continue to fix up the ones that have not been remodeled, and they still are very nice, very clean, but, you know, just everything needs updated every once in a while. So just get in there and doing that, and, you know, having that remodel, and then they're really starting to pop now. So they are very popular, but we do have a couple open right now. But like I said, there is a waiting list, so it kind of just depends on mm-hmm. kind of depends on your luck of the draw, and if you want, you know, depending on what side of the building you may prefer it. You know, it is limited access, but they will continue to, you know, we'll continue to keep everybody posted on that as well.
Can people view the floor plans on the website?
So, yes. So, we do have pictures. I have posted pictures on our website, on our Facebook page, and some on our website. But a Facebook page would be easier, just on our photos, under our photos tab. Anybody that also has questions about the apartments, uh-huh. I keep a great amount of flyers on hand as well, and with all the talks about all the amenities, the mm-hmm. prices, the, you know, the meal plans and everything as well. And so they can get one of those from me, and then on the very back of that has the actual overall the floor plan and the layouts as well. So it's a pretty cool thing to see, and it really explains it really well.
Again, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. If you want to show up to if you have any questions there, and our phone number is 918-333-9545.
Brett, thank you very much.
Thank you.